talking to a student of mine who had a very different impression of this halacha or this minhag than I think is the correct position, the halacha. So I wanted to clarify some issues of fish and meat bizman hazeh. This is not, again, it's a hard halacha to get a handle on, but it's worth clarifying because, especially with the 9 days coming up, a lot of people want to cook fish in the normal meat kalim and things like that. So there's generally a little bit of confusion in this area. So I just wanted to go through some of the very basic ideas over here. So the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim and Ayin Vav Amid Beis is discussing a difficult sugya called Recha, and the discussion of Recha Milsa, Recha Lav Milsa, and they're going through different possibilities. And one of the statements over here is Hahi ben Isa d'itva b'hadi bisra, asra rav miparzikya l'michle b'kutcha. So if you have something that was cooked together with meat, rav then asered it, basically you had this fish, and it was cooked together with meat, and rav asered it, Rav Meparzikya asked to eat it together with milk. And then Ma'a Rav Ashi Amar Afila B'milcha Nami Asura Mishum Dekasha L'Reicho L'Davar Acher. So he says that not only that, but you can't eat it at all, really. You know, you can't eat it just the regular salty fish, that since it was cooked together with meat, so it is kasha because of the Reicho L'Davar Acher. Basically, it absorbed the Reach of the meat, and it is therefore now a problem of davar acher. What does davar acher mean? So Rashi says over here, it's referring to tzaras. So there's some type of a tzaras problem that can come from eating fish that was made together in an oven with meat that absorbed the recha of meat. Now the Shulchan Aruch actually quotes this in Yeredeya Kuf Tezayin Zev Beis, and he writes, "Tzarich lizar shlolecho basar v'dog biyachad." You have to be careful not to eat meat and fish together. Now, this is a little bit different than we saw in the Gemara. In the Gemara, it said if they were cooked together, that they absorbed the reyach one from the other. But here it says you can't eat them together. Mipnei shekosha letzaras. As we quoted from Rashi, it is somehow going to be the cause of getting some problem of tzaras. Hagah, says the Ramah, v'chein ein litzlos baser imdag. You should not roast them together. This is what we saw in the Gemara. Mishum recha, it's a problem of recha, of absorbing the smell, absorbing the I don't know how to determine the exact translation of recha, basically the heat that comes off of it, not the steam, but the heat that comes off of it, that has the smell of it, that presents a problem in halacha to cook the fish and the meat together. But b'di'eved it's mutter. This is a general machlokas, recha milsa, recha lav milsa. It's big machlokas amoraim, believe Rav and Shmuel, and then we paskin lichatchila recha milsa, meaning lichatchila you cannot have, let's say you cook milk and meat in the same oven together where there was no problem of zeya, there was no problem of steam going from one to the other, but there was a problem of recha, the smell, the heat of one was affecting the other, then we paskin, you're not supposed to do that. But b'di'evet, if you did it, it's actually kosher to be eaten because we paskin b'di'evet recha lav milsa. So says the Ramah, the same thing over here, that if you made the fish and the meat in the same oven, let's say it was a very small oven and it wasn't ventilated, so you don't get into a machlokes in terms of when there is a problem of recha, when there isn't a problem, and they were both, you know, let's say you made them on an outdoor grill, where they were both exposed and they weren't touching each other, but you closed the grill top so that it filled up with the flavor, the heat, the smell of the fish and the meat together, then you still are allowed to eat it after the fact because b'di'evet recha is lav milsa. So that is the shita of the Ramah, and that's l'chora the shita of the Mechaber as well, but you just shouldn't eat them together, according to the Mechaber. Then in Orach Chaim, the Mechaber quotes this din as well. This is in Siman Kuf Ayin Gimel Sif Beis. Bein Basar LaDagim Chova Litol Mishum DeKasha LaDavar Acher. So he's talking here about washing your hands between eating meat and eating fish. And why? Because it's Kasha LaDavar Acher, problem of Tzaras. And then he quotes an additional comment, which is found in the Gemara. Chamira Sakanta Me Isura. And we treat Sakana even more strictly than we treat Isser. So apparently now we have a new term, which is that getting kosher l'tzaras is a sakana, and chamira sakanta me'isura, meaning the fact that you might get tzaras now is called a sakana. That is something new, and that is more strict than iser. So then the question is, how strict is more strict? So the Magen Avraham over here is not so impressed with this psak of the Mechaber, and he writes, "Ve'efshar de bizman hazeh ein sakana kol kach." It's not such a big sakana anymore. De chazinan kama dvarim hamuskarim begemara sheim sakana l'ruach ra. Shar dvarim, right? He says there are cases in the Gemara where we quote all kinds of sakanas, and v'ha idna ein amazik. And nowadays, it doesn't affect us in any way. Dineshtanu atvayos. The teva is a little bit different. Vegama kol lefi teva ha'aratzos. It also depends on the environment that you're in, right? And then he goes through. He quotes the Yeridea, Shinda Zion, and Eben Ezer, Chen Kozav Abach b'shem Rambam. He says that's the Bach's explanation of the Rambam. So what does he mean, the Bach in the name of the Rambam? The Rambam doesn't quote this entire din from the Gemara and Pesachim. He doesn't quote the whole. He quotes the sugi of Recha. He gives, you know, Piskei Halacha Legabe, the concept of Recha Milsa, and he doesn't quote the din of not eating fish and meat together. So why is that? So the Magen Avraham is saying maybe that's the idea of Nishtanu Atvaim, that the Teva is different, and therefore we don't get affected by this anymore. Now he's pointing out other cases where we're not Choshesh for Sakana anymore. And just to explain the Magen Avraham, I'll quote the Prima Gadim here in Eishel Avraham. He writes, Eben Ezer, you know what, I'm going to skip that. But he does say that Mikol Makom B'Yeridaya Kosav Harav B'Haga. He quotes the Ramah that we quoted. De'ein Lachosh L'Zem Itam Dafka Litzlos Yachad Aser Lo La'achlan Zeacharzeh. So he quotes the Ramah as actually arguing on the Mechaber. He's saying we're not Choshesh to eat them one after the other. That's not our concern. That's the Mechaber's concern. He says, what's our concern? Just what it says in the Gemara, that you're not supposed to roast them together in a way that it's going to absorb the Reach one from the other. Ayin Shem B'Taz, right? He says, Ayin Mashiach Tov Mirtz Hashem Shulzav. Okay, so he says, look in the Taz, and look what I said about the Taz over there. But before we get to that, it's interesting, the Prima Gadim understands that this is actually a machlokis between the Mechaber and the Ramah, and we paskin like the Ramah, that it's only usur that to roast them together. Ironically, the Ramah basically holds only usur to roast them together, but if you did roast them together, you can eat them. So you can eat them one after the other, certainly, and the way the Prima Gadim seems to present it is that you can even eat them together. So this is a very big kula, and basically, so you have the Magen Avraham saying that we don't really care about this at all, and you have the Prima Gadim understanding that the Ramah holds that the whole Isser is just to roast them together to absorb the tam one from the other, but there's no real Isser to eat them one after the other. So he would preclude putting, washing your hands, washing your mouth out, and things like that. The isser is just if one absorbed the flavor from the other at the time of cooking or the time of absorption. Maybe it would be machmir in other cases of absorption of tam, like meliach kuroseach, or a case of kovish kimavushal or something like that. It's hard to know. But he basically is saying that we're not choshesh for eating them one after the other. Now, in terms of the Magen Avraham's claim that we don't care so much about certain sakanas anymore, so there's an interesting comment of the Yad Ephraim. The Yad Ephraim writes that why is it that when it comes to giloy, leaving things open overnight and things like that, where we're afraid that the snake might have inserted some venom into there, and we hold that that's a sakana, and we're very machmir in the Gemara, but in the Shulchan Aruch already, he says we don't care about that anymore because we don't have such chashashos. So why is that different than this case? Why don't we just say that the same thing, that we no longer care about it like the Magen Avraham? So he says, no, the Shulchan Aruch might have just had a very interesting idea that when we understood exactly what the sakana was all about, we can make a cheshbon whether or not the sakana applies to us anymore. But if we don't have a clue what the sakana means in the first place, I don't think anybody really understands what the Gemara is talking about, saying that if you eat fish and meat, you're going to get tzaras. So I don't think that we're so well versed in the areas of tzaras to begin with that we would even know what to do with that statement. So we just do what it says, and if it says not to do it, we don't do it, and that's the end of it. So that's the the Yad Ephraim's take on it, why we still could be machmir, at least why the Shulchan Aruch is still machmir for it bizman hazeh, even though he's not machmir about other cases of a sakana that we find in the Gemara. Okay, just so in terms of practically speaking, if you look in the Shach and the Taz in your Adaya on the comment of the Shulchan Aruch where he says that we're supposed to try to avoid it, so we're supposed to try to avoid eating them one at the same time. So basically, the Nosei Kelim over there discuss: is there an issue of having separate kelim? Is there an issue of cooking in the same ovens or whatever? And basically, the minig is to be makel for the sake of kelim. You could check out certainly the comments, the comments of the Achronim over here. Have some armakomos, whatever. But basically, there's the shita of the lavush is the most machmer shita that you really should have separate kelim, whereas the Yad Ephraim is makel. And he says you could use the same kelim; it's not no problem. And if you look in the Peschei Tshuva over there, there are some cases where you should be machmir, perhaps. But generally speaking, we are not choshish for separate kelim in terms of bittul. So that's a machlokas between the Shach and the Taz. Taz seems to hold that you don't even use bittul b'shishim over here. So if you have these different sauces, or you have different things that have even a tiny amount of fish in them, so the Taz would say not to mix it together with meat, whereas the Shach says no, we're not machmir more so than we would be by regular iser. Okay, and there are certain kulas that some achronim have. They're basically saying that there's no iser. We're not dealing with an iser over here, so it wouldn't be a problem of avatal iser lecharchila and things like that. You could really be mavatal the fish lecharchila into the meat, because you're not creating any problems of iser at all. We can, or at least if you have the fish in the Worcestershire sauce or something like that, you can put that on the meat, and it's going to be an isbatel. That's not an iser of mavatal iser lecharchila because there's no iser. So we don't really concern ourselves with it. So also halacha lemaisa, during the 9 days, a lot of people like to roast fish on the grill because you can't roast meat. So it really would be appropriate to try to either put down some foil or something, put down some barrier in between the meat residue on the grill and the fish. But if we're just dealing with blios, perhaps it wouldn't be, you know, it would. No, I don't want to say that. I think the minig is to be machmir, when you're dealing with real residue or something like that, and with blios, I guess you should ask your own rav. Meaning, in terms of if you're makel to have separate kalim, so this wouldn't be any different. We're not choshish for blios, but again, we pointed out that some people are machmir for blios or for separate kalim. You know, if people have a separate pot where they make, you know, fish in, or they have separate area pans or whatever they usually dafka use for fish and nothing else, so they could be machmir on the grill as well. But if you're not machmir for separate kalim, so as long as the grill is very clean or it's completely there's no meat residue whatsoever, so then it would probably be the same din as it would be for other types of kalim.